You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Or did I talk to the time pilot?
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
If you're listening to this, something has gone very, very wrong. I need your help. In the folder below, you will find months of evidence that I've gathered against Altec. You have to figure out a way to show this to the world. Oh, shit. I have no time, Ed. Everything you need is here.
Sarkis production presented by Realm. Episode 4.
There's 20 files on here.
Play them.
It's been just over 3 years since I started on the Tenji trial project. Since then, I've run through the data, talked to the experts. I didn't want to see it at first, but everything is pointing to the same conclusion. Intensity of the waves, the proximity of the relay stations. Something about our technology is literally killing people. Day 56 since uncovering the first cases of neural degeneration tied to Tenji. This is insane. Despite this, Altec is going ahead with it. Frank just told me they're moving forward in building more relay stations around the world. Moldova, Somalia, even in this Mississippi town. It feels like they're targeting the poorest, most vulnerable communities. Places where people won't even care to look. I'm on my way to see Thierry, our CEO. I report to him directly on this, so hopefully I can convince him to abandon the project. But sir, the data we got from our trial are clear. Unexplained spasms, memory loss, hallucinations, all in proximity to our trial site. This will kill millions of people. We can't launch those satellites.
I'm not about to abandon a $1 billion project based on your speculations.
They're not speculations. Look, delay the launch. I'll run more tests and you can see for yourself. Here, you can even take a look at the reports. I've interviewed a number of families who live close to the site.
Enough. You do understand why I'm doing this, don't you?
Yes. Faster connections, unlimited data for everybody.
Yes, yes, and all of that is fantastic. But you're missing the most important thing.
Which is what?
If we want to dominate the market, we need the upper hand on our competition. Tenji is the key. We will have the fastest, most reliable network, and it will grant us access to all its users. Detail on who they are, what they love, what they hate, where they spend their time. Maybe they have a fantasy that they keep hidden, or a double life they live. We'll know it all.
And then you'll sell their privacy, their sense of freedom to the highest bidder. You don't care how many people you hurt?
Providing a greater good always has a cost. But you're right. Faster connections, unlimited data. Even for the peasants. People are counting on you. So you go out there and get it done.
I can't be a part of this anymore.
You are going to put those satellites into orbit for me.
I won't do it.
I will wipe you clean. You understand that, don't you? So, what will it be?
Holy shit. Thierry has Ramses.
This is worse than I thought.
Keep scrolling. What's all that?
Proof connecting thousands of sick people in the trial your brother's been talking about.
Click on the next one.
I've been stonewalled. It's like the trial never happened. They're set to launch March 15th with 200 satellites per rocket, and I was right. They chose poor areas for the relay stations because the radiation can cause some sort of sickness. Once thousands of those satellites are in orbit, it'll be too late. I tried to get my sister and I out of here, but now I can't leave the country. Altec wiped my records. So I'll stay. My plan is to stop the satellite launch on the 15th. Hopefully, I can figure out a way to offset the coordinates of the satellites and have them crash into one another. But just in case, I added a failsafe. I'm the only one who knows the launch commands.
Do you think he's still alive? I mean, he has to be, right?
Yeah. They need him for the launch. That's why they broke into your house and sent that detective after you, Cordell.
Guys, I need a minute.
Zaya, stop. Where do you think you're going?
I just need some air. Some space to think.
You can't just leave. What happens if the cops spot you?
I just want to know why. Why didn't he tell us this sooner? You know, we could have helped him.
How? Zaya, this is complicated. He was looking out for you.
How is this looking out for me?
I don't have the answers for you, Zaya. But I trust Ramses. And the important thing now is that we have a lead. This is huge.
But why didn't he trust me?
He didn't want to get you involved. He wanted to keep you safe.
Yeah, well, that didn't work out. I should have done something.
Zaya, this isn't your fault. And you have us now. So let's go back inside, figure out where he is, and get him back.
But you can't trust big corporates.
Maybe. But you can't make blanket statements like that either. We need more data. There's no point jumping to conclusions.
The data is all here. If Altec launches 10G, not only will it kill people, but they'll be the ultimate ISP. There will literally be no privacy. Nothing that they cannot access. Are you all right?
I'm better.
All right, guys, this is gonna be dangerous. The only way we can pull this off is if we do it together. Willow, Travis, you're in, right?
Hold on, Gabs. Let's be clear. Altec is a multi-billion dollar tech company. The CEO is friends with the president. You have no idea the resources they have, the strings they can pull.
So you're saying what, we do nothing?
No, I didn't say that. I'm saying we should take this to the authorities. This is clearly much bigger than we are.
No. No cops.
No, forget the cops. Something bigger. They don't have a tie with every member of the justice system in the country. I'm sure I can figure something out.
And run the risk? You said it yourself. The strings Altec can pull.
Look, I'm not about to get my life turned upside down again because of you.
I'm in. I sat on my ass in a loony bin for 2 years doing nothing.
Willow, did you get anywhere looking into Cordell's past?
I'm on it.
I don't know. I have a bad feeling about this. You don't poke a bear, Gabs. Especially not one that can tear you to shreds. We could be looking at jail time.
Who is this guy, anyway?
He's the asshole cop who took my statement when this all happened. Right before he shot his partner and tried to pin it on me.
There is nothing on this guy anywhere. He's a ghost. No social, no reviews, no accounts, no mentions, no record of him anywhere.
Like I said, this is bad. You know who else has no records? CIA, Black Ops. Who the hell knows what we're dealing with here?
I did find something in the web archives.
What?
Looks like he's got a washed-up brother. Right here in New York. Where do we find him?
One step ahead of you. I can't remember the last time I was at a bar. Or tasted alcohol.
What are you guys having? It's on me.
I'll have a tequila on the rocks. Double, please.
A sex on the beach, or... a Moscow mule. Or do you think they have anything like lychee martinis? Or something classy?
Excuse me.
Yeah, what can I get you ladies?
Tequila on the rocks over here.
Long Island iced tea?
Long Island iced tea, and I'll have a whiskey, neat.
You got it.
So this is it, huh?
Yeah. I gotta say, we couldn't have done this without you. Getting you out might be the one good idea Trav actually had.
And here you go.
To new friends.
And to bringing Ramses back home.
Yeah. Whatever home that might be.
The guy in the black tee with the tats is checking you out.
Really? Wait, who?
You know who. You gotta love a dude with a sleeve.
He's hammered.
Yeah, well, so am I.
Hey, you want to get a drink?
Aren't I supposed to ask you that?
Yeah, well, you were taking too long, and I'm not the type that likes to wait around.
I like that. I like that. That's different. Rare. Hey, yo. Oh, you okay?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You want to get another shot and then get out of here?
Yes. Yeah. I'm down.
Okay, I just got to get my friends. These are my girlfriends.
Hey.
Hi. Hey, ladies. Shots?
Yeah. I'm really good at doing shots.
Yeah, shots all around.
Shots.
And then we got to do an after party at yours because the bar is about to close and I still want to get more messed up.
Okay. Woo! I wasn't planning on a night like that, but let's
make it that.
I haven't drunk for so long. This is literally the best day of my life.
Let's go to mine.
Yeah, road trip.
It's close.
I haven't been wasted in years. Hey, do you know I haven't been wasted in years?
Taxi!
Over here! All right, get in.
Whoa, cool spot.
Yeah, I paint sometimes.
Well, you got anything to drink, painter?
Yes, I do. One sec.
Can we play some music?
Yeah.
You don't want to dance.
Okay, you girls are wild, aren't you? Yo, here, look, play whatever you want. Okay, don't let me interrupt.
We're besties!
Yeah.
Yo, is that okay?
She's fine. She's just a little lightweight.
She's good.
Yeah. Come dance with us.
Okay. Yeah. It was every man's dream. I'm in.
We love that. You know, you're just our type. Green eyes, tan skin,
toned body,
and stupid as fuck.
What the fuck?
Tell us where the fuck Ramses is.
Who the hell is Ramses? Yo, get me out of this before I call the cops.
You mean your brother?
How did you know?
Oh, we know all about Chuck Cordell and his shady ass.
I don't even talk to him. What the fuck do you want from me?
Tell us who he's working
the
for.
The fuck I know, I haven't spoke to him since I...
Since what?
since Mel got diagnosed.
Who's Mel?
His daughter, okay? Now get the fuck off of me, you fucking crazy bitch. Hey, where you going? Hey, no, stop.
If you don't tell me where your brother is holding my brother, I will cut every fucking inch of you
okay,
open.
I don't know. Whatever he's involved in, I'm not. We don't even talk anymore. Ever since that rich dude paid for Mel's medical bills, he's been indebted to him, okay? He cut me out of his life. Look, I promise you I don't know shit.
Listen, Manny. You're gonna tell us everything you know, or this is going to be the worst night of your life. Yeah? Good.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Wait. So let me get this straight. You played the guy.
Yeah.
Tied him up.
Yeah.
And then beat the shit out of him?
Well, not exactly.
She just threatened him. With a knife.
Uh-huh. I'm starting to sense a pattern here.
Shut
up. See?
Let's focus. We need to figure this out and we're running out of time.
Fine. So he talked?
Cordell's got a daughter. Apparently she's sick, and guess who's paying the bill?
Well, if Ramses is...
It's Altec.
Oh, that makes sense, but that isn't exactly incriminating.
I agree, but it's a link. Did you dig up anything else on him?
No, it's a waste of time.
These guys are good, and they clean up real well. Why can't we just put him under surveillance and then tail him so that he can lead us back to Rami?
Way too dangerous.
Okay, so what the hell are we gonna do?
Why don't we just leak the files? You know, let the web do its thing.
And give up our bargaining chip? No. Although, there is one thing that might work, but you guys won't like it.
All right, well, just tell us.
We tell Cordell about the chip.
And have him tell Altec? They're gonna come after all of us.
Yeah, that's mental. Trav, I'm not on a suicide mission over here.
Listen, we tell him about the chip.
Look, I might be new at this, but why the hell would we give Cordell
Guys,
anything?
He's going to be interested. He has to be. If you were working for Altec, you'd do anything for it, right?
No.
And he'll ask for proof.
Okay, where are you going with this?
Zaya could tell him she'll turn the chip over to him. In exchange for proof that Ramses is alive. We set up a meeting.
No, not Zaya. I'll do it.
It's gotta be her. She's the one he's been after. He'll go for the bait.
I don't give a shit, Trav. She's not doing
it. But Gab.
I'll do it.
No way, Zaya.
Yes. I'm sick of relying on everybody else. I can do this.
This isn't some drunk idiot at a bar or a rehab center we can easily pull you out from. He's a cop, and he won't think twice about hurting you.
Look, I get that. But it's been over a week. And I need to know if Rami's okay. Travis is right. I'm the only one that Cordell will meet.
Okay. But there's still a risk. You know how dangerous he is.
Depending on where it goes down, the risk could actually be low.
Yeah. And we know where his daughter is.
What? We can't bring her into this.
I mean, why not?
That's... No. She's just a kid. She's innocent.
I know, but we can use her against him. Look, if he knows we can get to her, he won't try anything.
I don't know.
It's not like we would ever actually hurt her. Just have him think that we would.
Fine. But I don't like it. Trav?
Yeah, it'll work.
Are you sure, Zaya? If you do this, there's no turning back.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Zaya is created by, directed by, and starring Inanna Sarkis. Written by Inanna Sarkis and Ankesh Chandaria. Produced by Inanna Sarkis and Constance El Hoy. Production company True North Productions. Performed by Haley Law as Gabby. Jacob Patalin as Travis. Samir Salem as Ramses. Suki Waterhouse as Willow. Evan Ross as Manny. Dylan Arnold as Thierry. Glenn Orapeza as bartender. Sound design by Maria Claudia Mora. Mixing and mastering by Sam Baer. Audio editing by James Tose and Logan Ramju. Theme song by Torin Martinez. Original theme music by Sicker Man. Script supervisor by Brenda K. Watchell. Sound recording by Dana Kopetsky. Cover art by Kendall Thomas and Wolfgang Ingber. Find more shows like Zaya by following Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm.